Hello everybody, this is Aaron Spears with Podcast For You. Thanks for listening to it. Hello everybody, we're going to demonstrate the Nokia N86 cell phone. It came out not too long ago, the North American version did anyway. Other versions have already been out for a while longer than this particular one has. This is the North American one, the one that I have. And it is a cell phone. It runs Symbian X60 3rd edition, aka Symbian 9.3. I believe that's how you would say it. And you can stick Tox or mobile speak on it to make it accessible if you want. Mine has Tox on it, and what's nice about it is it's got a 8 megapixel camera. My mom has a dedicated camera that is 8.1 megapixel. I mean, that's what it is. It's just that's her digital camera, 8.1 megapixel, and I have a phone here that's a lot smaller than her camera is and has only 0.1 megapixels less. And it didn't cost me a heck of a lot more than that either. About twice, but I mean, geez. But what's so great about that is you can use like KNFB Reader, which is software from Kurzweil Educational Systems and NFB, National Federation for the Blind. I don't know how they work that out, but I guess it's a joint creation from the two organizations or whatever you want to call it. And they came up with this scanning and reading software that you stick on a phone, a Symbian phone to be specific. It started out being really cool with the Nokia N82, and this here is the N86. So the original one was the N82, and it had a 5 megapixel camera, and it used Xenon, I think is how you say it, flash, and it was, I guess the flash was bright, I'm assuming is what it was, because you do need a bright light if you want to do a good job scanning text, because what KNFB Reader does is scans the text and turns around and reads it back to you out loud, and it's pretty quick. It's not like doing it with a computer. For those of you don't know, you get close to the computer, or you get close to the page and do something, because I actually don't have KNFB Reader yet, but that's why I got this phone, so I could use it with it if I wanted to. And you get it on top of the page you want to scan, and you do something and it scans a page and just starts reading it, and it's really quick. You gotta have an internet connection, from what I understand it. So it's what it scans to the server, and the server performs optical character recognition on it and sends the text back to you. So, very cool. You can sit in a restaurant and have it read you the page on a menu, or you can point it at a LCD screen for a computer or laptop, you know, whatever. Scan that and it should read it. It's revolutionary. It's been around for a while, but this camera, this here phone that I have, is taking it slightly farther along than it has been in the past with its 8 megapixel camera. So today I'm going to get down to some serious business and demonstrate this phone for anybody that wants a demonstration of it. A lot of people have the N82, and I think KNFB Reader works with the N95 also, which is also a good phone, but I believe the flash on it wasn't quite as good, so you couldn't get as good of a picture as with the N82. And the problem with the N82 was it didn't work with North American 3G. So if you had one in the United States, you had an N82, you were stuck using the Edge network until such time as this wonderful N86 came out. And the N86, as a form factor, would be considered a dual slider, which is, I don't know how many other phones there are like that, but This one's really cool, I do know that. I don't know a whole lot about phones, to be honest. This is the second phone I've had. The first one I tried was an E71, and it was the E71X from AT&T, and I took it back because I couldn't do anything with it. Like, AT&T had you restricted to only being able to use your... you couldn't use the GPS with third-party software other than what AT&T supports. So I couldn't use, like, Wayfinder Access or, like, Lodestone or whatever. So, I mean, I might have made a mistake, but I didn't much like it for it being too restricted on me. Because that's the whole idea of a Symbian phone. Because the Symbian operating system, in theory, I believe, is supposed to be, like, an open-source type thing. So I thought I could do whatever I wanted to with it. Well, that wasn't going to happen with the E71X. So I took it back and... And then quite a bit later, I managed to get my grubby paws on one of these, and I'm happy with it so far. Got it from Newegg.com for $429, and it's been going up and down the prices from all over the place. The day after I got it, Amazon.com had it for $399, so yeah. Anyway, this here is a dual slider. The screen can slide up to expose your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star 0 pound, which is, of course, your regular keypad. I want to call it the Key 9 keypad. I don't know if that's right or not. And yes, of course, it does have a regular number keypad. It's not a QWERTY. And that's all that you expose by sliding the slider up. I'm going to slide it back down. Okay. And at the bottom of the screen that I just slid up and then back down again to cover up. Okay. Anyway. At the bottom of said screen, I have on the left a menu button, and it's slanted a little bit. It's sort of egg-shaped, like a half of an egg sticking out of my screen there. And of course, it's a small button, you know. And it's slanted for some strange reason. It's not completely horizontal. It's not vertical either. And going to the right, I can get past the arrow keys, which I'll discuss in a minute. And then there's the clear key, which is horizontal button, and it's really thin and just barely sticks out of the screen. You'd think it would be kind of hard to hit, but it's not. It's pretty easy. And well, I keep saying it like they're sticking out of the screen or whatever, but that's not really how it is, because the screen's up above them, but it feels like part of the screen, because it has the same texture and all that, so it's really smooth and shiny-like, you know, I guess. If you start going up the right side from the clear button, we have a vertical-shaped rectangular button that is the end key, and above that and slightly to the left is a horizontal button that is shaped exactly like the clear and end buttons, except it sticks up a bit farther, is key 2, or right selection key, whatever. And going straight left, when you go past the arrow keys, you wind up with the left selection key, or key 1, and that is shaped just like key 2. And then you start to go down the left side, and you get a vertical key that is your send key. And then, of course, you get back to the menu key. And between everything, because we just made a circle, right in the middle of all that is your arrow keys. And you got up arrow, it's square shaped. You got up arrow, right arrow, down arrow, left arrow. And right in the middle is select. And it's kind of hard to do, because sometimes I hit like left arrow or something when I'm trying to select something. So I could end up selecting the wrong thing, or might just move my arrows and not select anything. So anyway, that's that. That's now we can slide our screen down, and it just moves just a little piece, about half an inch, and it stops. And we got four buttons. One of the first buttons is rewind. Yes, it does have media buttons, dedicated media buttons. And to the right of that, we have stop, and to the right of that is play. And right of that is fast forward or skip forward. So the first button can skip backwards also. And that's all the buttons on the front of the phone that you can expose no matter what you do. And I will try to take the time to demonstrate some things. Okay, on the left side of the phone, because I'm holding it upright with the with the home, with the, all the buttons on the front of the phone facing towards me. On the left edge of the phone, there is a slider button that I can just slide towards me, and when I let go, it springs back. That will lock and unlock the keypad. On the right side, first closest to me, I have a camera shutter button like that would make it take a picture or start and stop the video recorder. And going up and getting almost to the end, other the top edge of the thing, have the volume up and down keys, and that's all the buttons there is on it. And on the top edge, not the front of the, not the whole phone where the screen is, I mean on the top edge, there are right in the middle a 2.5 inch or 2.5 millimeter headphone jack, the regular size that everybody wants a phone to have, so you can, I can plug a regular pair of headphones into it. This phone also came with a clip thing. What in the world would you call that? But anyway, it looks like a clip. It has a clip on the back of it, and it's a plastic box, a really small box, and it has all kinds of buttons on it, and a 2.5 millimeter jack on the end of it, on top. And it has a wire going off of it, and that goes to a 2.5 millimeter plug that you put in the top of the phone. And I guess it allows you to put the phone in your pocket, and you can clip that onto your shirt pocket or your collar or whatever, and plug your headphones into it, and control the media player without having to bother the phone. And it works with the FM radio too. And I thought that was really, really awesome. I love that. Yeah, I use it sometimes, and it's pretty cool. The FM radio can work through the wire on that too. So you don't have to, you can, if you do that, if you plug that in, the, without plugging headphones into the top of it, the FM radio will run through the wire on that and still come through the internal speakers. So there's a way to cheat and get it to work without having a pair of headphones plugged in. It has rewind, fast forward. You can stop, you can play, and it has volume up and down, and it has two other buttons that I don't know what they are. To the right of that, because it is right in the middle, almost exactly in the middle. To the right of that is the, what is that called? Micro USB port, and it's not covered up, it's just exposed. You plug your cord in there and plug it into your USB cord, which is included, into the computer, and away you go. And to the left of the headphones jack is your power button, and you hold it in briefly to start the phone up, and etc. The phone has two speakers, and I like them. There's no bass in the speakers, but they do get pretty loud, and I can appreciate them. I had the E71. What I could say for it was, with its one speaker, it had way more bass than the two in this one, but it didn't get quite as loud. And I'm quite impressed with the volume of this one. Quite. Okay, what else do I need? Okay, the phone has, I can't remember how fast the processor is. I'm not even gonna guess, but it's fairly good. It's a little bit better than the E71 from what I hear. And it has 8 gigabytes of internal memory. It calls it mass memory, or some of the, like when you plug it into the computer, that's what it's called. When you do the mass storage, there's 3 drives that it shows up, and one of them is for my micro SD card. Or it might be mini SD. I'm not very familiar with that. It's either micro or mini. I think it's micro. Or there's another drive that is 8 gigabytes, and it's the mass memory. And then there's another drive that's pretty small, and I guess that's the phone memory. So yes, it does have 8 gigabytes of memory built right into it. And I think that's cool. I've got some songs installed on it and stuff like that. So, that will probably just about wrap it up, and then we can kind of plug start recording on the desktop with this thing plugged in directly with a patch cable. And we are going to do that, because I've noticed in the past when people demonstrated phones, they always had them, you always had to try to listen to them through the person that did the recording's microphone. And I'm hoping to do that with a patch cable, so you'll be able to hear Eloquence really well. No problems with that, I hope. So I'm going to give that a shot. I did the intro recording, what I'm doing right now, this particular part of the recording with Braille Plus and its internal microphone. So I'll be back in just a minute from the desktop, and we'll get started. Okay, I'm on the desktop now. You can probably hear the fan on it and everything else. Okay, I gotta hold down the power button on the phone to get it to boot up. Probably just heard it buzz, it vibrated. Have it up on the button, it'll boot up now. Find the patch cable here. Got it. Give that a minute to boot up, and I'm gonna plug it in to the patch cable.
Ring window, wireless LAN available. Network 0 bars. Battery 7 bars. But not established connection to the ring network. Would you like to start automatic search? P1. Yes. P2. No.
That's Ring, and I don't have any network signal where I'm at, so.
No. Ring network without an internet connection. Would you like to return the access point selection? P1. Yes. P2. No. No. Saturday 10/24/2009. P1. Contacts. P2. Talks. Selected. Messaging. Talks. Wireless LAN available. Network 0 bars. Battery 7 bars.
Now we're going to plug it into the patch cable.
Default enhancement. Headphones. Use phone microphone.
All
Saturday
right.
10/24/2009. P1. Contacts. P2. Talks. Select. Messaging.
Shouldn't be any trouble understanding that now. Okay, I am going to slow it down some.
Talks. Speed is 6. Speed is 5. Speed is 4. Speed is 3. Speed is 2. Speed is 0. Saturday 10/24/2009. Back. Sat Hawks. Speed is 2.
That ought to do it. Okay. Let me get situated. And whoops. Hit a button on the keyboard there. Alright. Make sure this is, I could have got comfortable before I started, couldn't I? Okay, anyway. We have our home screen up right now. And mine is, the screen itself is turned off, so I can press left arrow to open notes, for instance.
Saturday 10/24/2009, P1, contacts, P2, talks, select, messaging, notes window, no
there
notes. Select new note from options to create notes, P1, options, P2, exit, select, exit, Saturday 10/24/2009, P1, talks, speed is 3.
Sped it up a bit more. Okay, that's, if I press up, I get the FM transmitter, which it does have one.
FM transmitter window, FM transmitter off, what exit? Saturday 10/24/2009, P1, contacts, P2, talks, select, messaging.
And if I press, right.
October wind checked item 24, 28 of 42, P1, option exit, Saturday 10/24, talks.
That gives me my, contact list, I think. And down will get me, I'm not sure.
Tweet 60 window, until 19 hours ago, funny Joe Hyde. Saturday 10/24/2009, P1, contacts, P2, talks, select, messaging.
Okay, that got me tweet 60. Now, if I press right selection key, which is key 1, which is above the end key, I get
talks. Speech Eloquence US English, 1 of 12, P1 Talks and Zoom's Premium Window, exit, Saturday 10/24/2009, P1 Talks.
Which is cool, because if I have to disable Talks for some reason, I can press that and it will give me an easy way to get Talks back up and running again. I might even demonstrate that. Okay, key 1 is Contacts, I think.
Contacts.
Yeah.
Contacts window, tab sheet 1 of 2, exit,
so
Saturday 10/24/2009, P1.
I believe I said the right arrow key was contacts. That must be the calendar. Okay, since talks is my menu key on this phone, as it doesn't have a wide variety of available keys to make the talks key, I have to press menu twice to open up the actual menu, which that's fine with me. But I will do that and give us a quick look at what I've got.
Talks, menu, menu window, settings, 5 of 12, P1, options, P2, exit, select, open.
Now I'm just going to write arrow kind of quickly through these. I'm going to speed it up one more.
Talks, speed is 4.
Okay, I've got.
Folder applications, 6 of 12, folder tools, 7 of 12, messaging, 8 of 12, photos, 9 of 12, store, 10 of 12, maps, 11 of 12, search, 12 of 12, calendar, 1 of 12, contacts, 2 of 12, web, 3 of 12, folder music, 4 of 12.
That.
Web, 3 of 12.
Web kind of got cut off there.
Folder music, 4 of 12, settings, 5 of 12, folder application settings, 5 of 12.
And I'm back to settings. Excuse me. And I can open up settings and I'll give you a look at what's in there.
Select. Settings window, general, 1 of 4, P1, options, P2, exit, select, open.
So I've got the general settings.
Phone, 2 of 4, connection, 3 of 4, applications, 4 of 4, general, 1 of 4.
And I'll click on general.
Select, general window, tab sheet, 1 of 4, personalization, 1 of 9, P1, options, P2, back, select, open.
When talk says it's a tab sheet, I can press left and right arrow key to switch to different tab sheets.
Phone window, tab sheet 2 of 4, call connection window, tab sheet for applications window, tab sheet 4 of 4, camera 1 of 8, connection with general window, tab sheet 1 of 4, personalization 1 of 9, P1, options, P2, back,
here's
select,
all the things,
open.
Here's all the things that's in the
phone window, general window,
general
tab sheet 1
tab
of 4,
sheet.
Personalization 1 of 9, P1, date and time 2 of 9, enhancement 3 of 9, slide handling 4 of 9, sensor settings 5 of 9, security 6 of 9, factory settings 7 of 9, positioning 8 of 9, email 9 of 9, personalization 1 of 9. Select, personalization window, tab sheet, display, 1 of 8, P1, standby mode, 2 of 8, phones, 3 of 8, themes, 4 of 8, language, 5 of 8, voice commands, 6 of 8, kickstand, 7 of 8, notification lights, display, 1 of 8, standby mode, 2 of 8, select, standby window, shortcuts, 1 of 3, P1, options, keep standby theme, 2 of 3, email notification, 3 of 3, short standby theme, select, standby checked item basic, 2 of 3, P1,
here's
options,
how I,
P2, back.
Here's how I turn my standby screen off and just set it to use like left, right, and up and down arrow keys to run programs. That's how I did it. Went in here and set it to basic instead of
horizontal icon bar. What vertical icon bar? 3 of 3.
Horizontal icon bar.
Back. Standby with back. 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 Settings window. General. 1 exit. Menu window. Settings. 5 of 12. P1. Okay. Options. Folder applications. 6 of 12.
Give you a look at my applications.
Select, applications window, app, manager, 5 of 28, P1, options, P2, back, select, email, 6 of 28, camera, 7 of 28.
I'm right arrowing.
Video center, 8 of 28, gallery, 9 of 20, help, 10 of 28, recorder, 11 of speech, 12 of 28, GPS data, 13 of landmarks, 14 of 20 licenses, 15 of my Nokia, 16 of 20 home media, 17 of real player, 18 of 20 about, 19 of 20 dictionary, 20 of 20 YouTube, 21 of 28 Southwest update, 22 of Facebook, 23 of 28.
That software update is just saying it wrong.
Talks, 24 of 28, tweet 60, 25 of 28, lodestone, 26 of 20, access, 27 of 28, ring, 28 of 28, boulder office, 1 of 28, block, 2 of 28, log, 3 of 28.
That was clock, and it didn't say it right.
Share online, 4 of 28, app, manager, 5 of 28.
Okay, I'm gonna back out of here.
Back, menu window, folder applications, folder tools, 7 of 12.
And look in the tools menu, I right arrowed to it.
Select. Tools window, call mailbox, 5 of 10, P1, voice comm, 6 of 10, one touch, 7 of 10, device manager, 8 of 10.
I'm right arrowing.
Switch, 9 of 10, 3D tones, 10 of 10, folder connectivity, 1 of 10, profiles, 2 of 10, phone setup, 3 of 10, set, wizard, 4 of 10, call mailbox, 5 of 10.
And if I go into the connectivity menu.
Connectivity window, USB, 5 of 6, P1. Omnet settings, 6 of 6, Bluetooth, 1 of 6, WLAN Wiz, 2 of 6, Connecticut Manager, 3 of 6, Sync, 4 of 6.
That's Connection Manager, and it said it wrong.
USB, 5 of 6.
So that's a quick look at that
back.
Stuff.
Tools window, back, menu window, folder tools, 7 of 12, P1, option messaging, 8 of 12, photos, 9 of 12, store, 10 of 12, maps, 11 of 12, search, 12 of 12, calendar, 1 of 12. Contacts, 2 of 12, web, 3 of 12, folder music, 4 of 12.
Okay, we'll look in my music folder.
Select, music window, music player, 5 of 6, key FM transmit, 6 of 6, FM radio, 1 of 6.
Yes, it does have an FM radio, and yes, it does work.
Music Store, 2 of 6. Internet Radio, 3 of 6. Podcasting, 4 of 6. Music Player, 5 of 6. FM Transmit, 6 of 6.
Excuse me.
Back, menu window, folder music, settings, 5 of 12.
Okay, what we're going to do is just start trying to demonstrate some things. I just gave you a very quick look at.
Exit, Saturday 10/24/2009, P1, talks.
At what it does have. Okay, I had the slider slid up to expose the numpad, and I'm going to slide it down.
Keypad locked, P1, unlock.
And now it's locked. If I slide it all the way down to expose the media button at the top.
Saturday 10/24/2009, P1, contacts, P2, talks, select, messaging.
And if I press the play button.
Music library window, artists, 1 of 7, P1. Options, P2, hide, select, open.
Now I can up and down arrow through this stuff.
Albums, 2 of 7, playlists, 3 of 7, songs, 4 of 7, podcasts, 5 of 7.
That was all songs and podcasts, by the way.
Genres, 6 of 7, composers, 7 of 7, artists, 1 of 7, albums, 2 of 7.
Okay, we'll go to albums.
Select. Albums window, 15 degree off cool, 1 of 4 bass MTX, 2 of 4 big electro, 3 of 4 blue collar comedy tour, Buck meets the monster stick, dark side, 6 of 4 deep inspiring, 7 drive and bass, 8 of 4 the essential underscore 3, fall submissions, 10 of 4 filmic electronic chic, 11 games rednecks play, 12 of gravity, 13 of 4 greatest fits, the best of how big a boy are you, 14 of 46.
I'm down arrowing through this looking for something reasonable to play.
Have your loved ones spayed or neutered, number 1 hits the road, 16 of Hollywood indie, 17 of 40 homecoming favorites, 18 indie disco, 19 of indie rock uncut, 20 Lord, I apologize, maximum boom for your system, maximum boom for your system, maximum boom for your system, the maximum boom, volume 2, mayhem rest like an 8-point butt, morning constitutions, orbits, 28 of 46, morning constitutions, 27 of 46. Orbits, 28 of 46, morning constitutions, 27 orbits, 28 of 46. Phoenix, 29 of 46, pivot, preview, via W Phoenix, 20 select, Phoenix window, M 56 minutes, 52 seconds, ambient technology, 1 of 9, P1,
this is a good
option,
idea.
P2, it, back, select, this, play.
This stuff here is from magnitunes.com, and it'll be legal for me to play this stuff in the podcast, so I'll just go ahead and use this.
Go Life, 2 of 9, Deeper, 3 of 9, Cloud Maker, 4 of 9, War and Sleep, 5 of 9, Put Out the Flames, 6 of 9, Technology, 7 of 9, On the Floor, 8 of 9, Afterburner, 9 of 9, Ambient Technology, 1 of 9, Select. Now playing window, 1/9 opening, P1, Options, P2, Back.
Now my arrow keys with my volume buttons will work on this. I turned down my music, but Talks is still just as loud.
Talks, headset, wireless LAN available 3G, network 0 bars, battery 7 bars.
Volume all the way down now. Turning it back up some. And I can hold down my fast forward or skip forward button. And it skips forward. Now if I write up on it. And I can rewind by holding down the rewind button and write up. And if I just tap the skip forward button, I skip to the next track. And I can hide the music player.
Back. 56 minutes. Phoenix back. Albums window. Feedback. Music library hide. Adam T window. Saturday talks.
Oops.
Speech eloquence US English exit. Adam T window. Saturday 10/24/2009.
And now
P1.
I'm in
contacts. P2.
The
talks.
Select.
Messaging.
Standby screen. AT&T window. And I can still edit my music stuff. Or I can. Yeah, I can still navigate through my music.
Saturday 10/24/2009.
And I can still fast forward.
P1, contacts, P2, talks, select,
well,
messaging.
Supposedly I can. There we go. Fast forwarding. Now I wonder what happens if I just tap the rewind button. I wonder what happens. Okay, I would have to tap it twice quickly to go to the previous track. Okay, that's pretty cool, just like a regular CD player. I like how that works. Now I'm gonna stop playback. Gonna go back to menu and then back to music.
Talks, Menu. Menu win folder web. 3 of contacts. 2 of 12. Web. 3 folder music. Select. Music window. Music player. 5 podcasting. 4 of 6 internet radio. 3 of music store. 2 of 6 FM radio. 1 of 6.
And I will open this up.
Select.
See how well it works.
FM radio window. Key 1. Options. Key 2. Exit.
Gonna mute talks because FM radio won't work if talks is running.
Talks. Muted yes.
Okay, I just closed the slider and I'm going to open it again. Yeah, sometimes that will make the FM radio come back on. Okay. Doesn't seem to be going to want to work here. I'm sitting right up against the wall and it doesn't seem to be happy with that. Neither that or it doesn't like using a patch cable for an antenna. So, and the volume works here too. Turning it down. Or up. Isn't static such a wonderful thing to listen to? And I'm going to close this. And unmute talks.
Mute is no.
Okay. Where are we?
Menu. Select. Messaging window. New message. Oops. 1 of 8. P exit. Saturday 10/24/2009. Menu. Menu window. Settings. Folder settings. 5 of 12. Folder music, 4 select, music window, music play podcasting, enter music, FM radio, 1 of 6, FM transmit,
here's
select,
the,
FM transmitter window, FM transmitter off, 1 of 2, P1,
FM
option,
transmitter.
P2, exit, select,
just,
change.
If we do this, it'll turn it on or off, and,
frequency 98.7
MHz,
2 of 2.
Choose the megahertz we want it to be at. And if you turn the FM transmitter on, talks will go with it, so you better make sure you got, when you're gonna... make sure your FM radio is up and running on the right frequency before you set talk to send. Before you set the phone, because you lose speech. Yeah, gonna be kind of fun trying to get it back on.
Exit. Music window. FM transmit. 6 of 6. P1. Options. P2. Back. Select. Open. Music player. 5 of 6. Podcasting. 4 of 6. Internet radio. 3 of 6.
I think there is an accessible Symbian-based internet radio program, but I don't know what it's called. I find that I can get a lot of my software from blindseed.com.
P2. Music window. Internet radio. Back. Menu window. Folder music. 4 of 12. Setting. Folder applications. 6 of 12. Select. Applications window. App. Manager. 5 of 28. P1. Options. P2. Back. Select. Open.
I'm going to show you some of my applications that I've installed and use.
Share online. 4 of 28. Log. 3 o'clock. Folder office. 1 of 28. Fring. 28 of 28. Access. Lodestone. 26 of 28. Tweet 60. 25 of 28. Select. Tweet 60 window. Home tab sheet 1 of 5. Tilt 20 hours ago. Funny joker. If at first you don't succeed. Skydiving is not for tilt 16 hours ago. Valiant 8086 at Mongus _Q. I'm having trouble with the tilt 16 hours ago. Valiant 8086 at Mongus _Q. I'm having trouble with the beta sound system. And I am on Windows XP Home. 213 of 223.
Okay, this is Twitter. And tweet 60 on the cell phone.
Tilt 13 hours ago, Keo. Why am I here? Tilt 16 hours ago, Valiant 8086 at Mongus _ talks.
Oops. And I can read my tweets.
Tilt 13 hours ago, tilt 13 hours ago, Mongus _Q. Anyone know of an easy way? Tilt 13 hours ago, funny joker. What's the best thing? Tilt 12 hours ago, Mongus _Q. At Cachondo is the database. Options. New. 2 of 9. P1. Select. P2.
I'm getting kind of boring arrowing through all those tweets, so I'm going to send a message.
Select. Tweet 60 window. At Mongus _Q, I'm having trouble with the beta sound system. And
yeah,
I'm on
yeah,
Windows XP
up.
Home. Text. Uppercase.
Now I can... My slider is slid down, so I gotta slide it up so I can type. Now it's in the closed position. It's got everything covered up. And now I just slid it up and
tweet
I can type.
Tweet 60 window. At Mongus _Q, I'm having lowercase. Dictionary. Uppercase. Dictionary. Lowercase. Numbers. Uppercase. Lowercase. Dictionary. Uppercase.
Okay.
T. T-H. Ugh. This. This. I is a t v ter test test.
Let's see.
T I tweet tweet tweet. E d r fro from o my a b f l cell.
I'm just typing a message here with the key 9 pad.
S page sin.
Whoops.
Page. S.
Try that again.
S. Page, sin, sian, phone. Phone.
Okay.
I.
Oops.
I.
Let's type 4.
E. Do. 4.
My.
O, my.
Podcast.
S. So. Rod. Sofa. Sodak. Sodax. Sodixt. Sonic.
Okay, it didn't recognize it.
Sonax,
so I'm gonna...
Sonax, sofa, rod, so, S, S. Dictionary, upper lowercase.
Okay.
P, M, N, O, D, A, B, C, A, D, A, B, C, A, P, Q, R, S, T.
I ought to do it. Let's see.
Phone for my podcast. This is a test tweet from my cell. Phone for my podcast.
Huh? How did that happen?
T, S, A, C, D, A, C, D, O, P, space, Y, space, P, O, D, C, D, O, P, A, D, C, A, S, T, T.
What in the world did I do with this?
T, S, A, C, D, A, C, space, C.
Okay, we'll try this again.
P, M, N, O, D, A, C. Phone for my podcast. This is a test tweet from my cell. Phone for my podcast.
Okay, and then I press,
P1, options, P2, cancel.
Select.
Select.
It might have to go to my Wi-Fi. I don't know if it'll even work, because I don't have any network.
Talks, headset, wireless LAN available 3G, network 0 bars, battery 7 bars. Phone for my podcast. This is a test tweet from my cell. Select.
You can do it.
Phone for my podcast. Options. Set at Earl. Submenu 3 of 5. About. 4 of 5. Exit. 5 of 5. Show open app. Send. 2 of 5. Cancel. Tweet 60. Options. Set at Earl. Sub select. From bookmarks. 1 of cancel. Tweet options. Send. Select. Tweet 60. Window hosting. 0%.
Do.
Home tab sheet 1 of 5. Till 12 hours ago. Mongus underscore Q at Cachondo. It's a database. Jim. The Twitter underscore it of the jump. The tweet equals. Till 12. Till 12. Till 12. Till 11. 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 Till 10. Till 10. Till direct MS favorites tab sheet 4 of 5. Updates tab sheet less than 26 ago. Valiant 86. This is a test tweet from my cell phone for my podcast. 1 of 10.
It must have sent somehow. Maybe it did manage to use my Wi-Fi without actually having to ask me whether it ought to or not. That's cool. So I'm going to close this. I think I've showed enough of this.
Hide. Applications window, tweet 60, 25 of 20, lodestone, 26 of 20, access, 27 of 28, P1,
and
options, P2, Fring, 28 of 28.
We'll look at Fring. It doesn't work all that great, but we will look at it.
Select. Fring window, testing connection at internet, 1/1, 0%, could not establish connection to the Fring network. Would you like to start automatic search, P1, yes, P, yes. Fring wind testing connection spears 3G, Armin Darkmore, 5/5, 0%, P2, cancel. Would you like to use this access point in the future as well, P1, yes, P2, no, Fring window, login, please wait 0%, P2, exit. Fring window, tab sheet 2 of 3, Constantine, what tab sheet 1 of 3, text, P1, options, P2, hide. Fring test call 1 of 1.
Taking a while to sign me in, I guess.
What's new, 2 of 2, P1, options, P2, hide, select, view. Fring test call 1 of 2, P1, options, P2, hide, select, chat.
I wonder how this works.
Options. Call, submenu 2 of 13, select. Fring call, 1 of 3, select. Fring window, tab sheet 2 of 4. Fring test call.
Service. Please record a short message of 10 seconds after the beep, and we will play it back to you.
Okay, this is just a test. We want to see how this sounds. Not very good.
If you are able to hear your own message, everything is working okay. Otherwise, check the Fring application settings or consult our website for support information.
Whoops.
Fring application, and let's keep it.
That's loud, isn't it? I switched it to my loudspeaker.
Tab sheet 1 of 3, Fring test call 4 of 79, text, P1, options, P2, hide,
okay.
Select, chat.
I got Skype. People signing in now.
Catherine, 5 of 7, Lilmic, 6 of 79.
What happens if I text an E for Echo?
Lord Dimitrio, no matches, Echo 120E. E.
Where'd he go?
Hide. Applications window, Fring, 28 of 28, P1, select. Fring window, tab sheet 1 of 3, Echo 123, 1 of 1.
There
text,
he is.
That's
Skype
option,
call tester. Let's
hide,
see what it
select,
does.
Chat options, call, submenu 2 of 4, select, select. Fring window, tab sheet 2 of 4, Echo 123, P1.
Ring, ring.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Well, this is a message. I don't know if it's all that informative or not, but I guess it probably could be considered a message anyway, right? That sounds really terrible. I don't know what's going on with that.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly.
He's back on my loudspeaker.
If you hear this message, but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings.
That's
please
loud.
Check your microphone and microphone
this thing
settings
is impressive.
Or visit Skype.
Terminate. I just hit end. And now I got a close ring.
P2. Tab sheet 103, echo 120 options. Call, submenu 2, show exit, 14 of 14 select. Applications window, Fring, 28 of 28.
The issue I have with Fring is that I can't read text messages, and that is really annoying, because that's what I do primarily with Skype, actually. If I'm going to text somebody, if I'm going to chat, call somebody, I text and say, hey, you want to chat? Can't hardly do that with Fring, because I can't text at all with Fring. Talks just won't read it. So I find that a bit frustrating. But, you know, it would be really cool if they could fix that, because otherwise Fring is pretty accessible. It's hard to set up, and sorry about the whooshing noise, but it's hard to set up Fring because you don't know. It says, please select the add-on you want to add. And you can up and down arrow through that list and it doesn't say anything. I found a way to get around that. You can press key 1 and go down to about. And then it will tell you, like, if it's Skype or MSN or what, and then you can rely on that, but it doesn't actually just come out and tell you. So, I found that to be a pain to set that up, and, you know, so no accessible text messaging on that either. So, I did try IM with Skype, IM Plus with Skype, and that doesn't work very well either. It works better than this does for texting anyway, but... Okay, where are we?
Screensaver. Top applications window. Fring. 28 of 28. P1. Access. 20 Slowstone. 26 of 28.
Okay, I did play with GPS some, and I like it. GPS in this phone is pretty good as far as I have to compare with. It picks up quickly, and, is accurate. When I walked around, it was within 20 feet of, telling me exactly where I wanted to be. And, it wouldn't tell me which heading I was going. Wayfinder access always has heading data unreliable. But when we got in the car and started going places, it was telling us down to the degree which direction we were going. Like heading northwest 342 degrees or something like that. So I thought that was pretty good. And I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I can actually demonstrate. Haven't had this phone very long. Okay, what I will demonstrate is how to take a picture with this thing. All I gotta do, I'm gonna close the slider because it doesn't have to be open to do this.
Keypad locked. P1. Unlock.
Now the lens has a slider on top of it too. And you just slide it open to expose it and...
Keypad unlocked. Video mode window.
Okay, it unlocked the keypad.
P1. Options. P2. Exit.
And put us in video mode. And here, now... Now you have to hold the camera, or, well, it is a camera, but, I mean, you have to hold the phone in a 90-degree position to the left when you want to use it for a camera. And when you hold it like this, it does actually...
Okay, Martin.
Whoops. Let me see what this says. Let's see.
Error. Error pain. Okay, Martin. Cannot play a sound while it is recording text. Okay. Gold Wayne Payne. Untitled one...
Okay, anyway, it looks like a camera, the way you hold it. You gotta rotate it 90 degrees to the left, and it's wider than it is tall, and your finger just naturally rests on the shutter button, the way you got it held here. And right now it's in video mode, so if I push that button, I get... Now I'm recording video. And I will stop it with... pressing the shutter button again. And if I press
P1, options, P2, back.
select, it will play it back so we can hear what it sounded
select.
Like.
Real player window. Video 002 window.
Recording video. And I will stop it with pressing the shutter button again. A lot of handling noise. I don't know. I think it's the slider just jiggles just very slightly, but I think that's what makes all that noise. And I'm going to switch it to image mode.
P1, play 2 of 10, P1, select, P2, cancel, play normal screen, 3 of 10.
By the way, when I have it rotated like this, the screen changes too, and it becomes a widescreen. And it's still the right way up, even though I've got the phone on its side, and now my up and down arrow keys are left and right arrow keys, which is, and my left and right arrow keys are up and down, which is, that's the way I want it to be, because now if I press the button away from me,
play,
it goes up, and if I press the button down,
play a normal screen,
it goes
ten.
Down, but those are actually ordinarily the left and right arrow keys, so I don't know what you call that, a screen switch or something like that, but screen rotate screen, something like that. And I find that really cool because I like to use it like this a lot because it's just easier to hold on to.
Mute, 4 of 10. Check item send, use video, submenu, clip details, 7 settings, 8 of 10, help, 9 of 10, exit, 10 of 10, help, settings, clip detail, cancel, video 00 back, video mode window, P1, options, high set as ringing, set as rename, help, 6 of 7. Rename video clip, set as contact, set as ringing, high toolbar, cancel, vid back, P1, options, P2, XP1, high toolbar, 2 of 8, use set setting, image mode, 5 of 8, select. Image mode window, P1, options, P2, exit.
Now we're in image mode, and if I want to take a picture of myself,
P2, back.
And that's that. I can do it again.
P1, options, P2, exit. P2, back.
And it does flash. P1, I don't know how bright option. It is, but I can see it flashing. This camera is supposed to have a dual LED flash, so... And I've heard people who have tried KNFB Reader with it say that it does work fairly well. And since I have a data plan, I intend to install KNFB Reader and play with that and see how it works. In fact, I may go ahead and do that shortly and try to do a podcast on it. Maybe even add it to the end of this particular podcast, so.
Receipts. Automatic.
Okay. I couldn't get a demo of KNFB Reader, but I did find a demo of Text Scout. I got it running on my phone, even though it doesn't directly support it, and said as much. It does work just fine as far as what I can tell. So it's running on this here phone, and I was messing with it, and it works. It actually works pretty well as far as I can tell. I'm pretty excited about that. So I'm going to turn to a page here and see if I can't get it to read something to us. This is my book that came with my Alienware laptop. So, I got the program open, and if I left and right arrow through here.
Product. Small text. Receive. Automatic. Product. Automatic.
I can choose automatic, and that will make it decide what size it ought to scan for and all that stuff by itself. So that is what I'm going to do. I press select.
The camera lid is closed.
Whoops. It is.
Please open the cover and try again.
Okay, I opened it.
Camera lid open.
And by the way, that is Acapella Peter. That the voice is Acapella Peter, and you can get that for your computer, and it does sound better on the computer than it does on the phone. Okay.
Anti-shake protection. Taking a picture. Image successfully captured.
Now we have to see what it does.
Transferring image for recognition. Please wait a moment.
When I did this the first time and it worked, I just about jumped through the roof. I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was.
Image sent. The text was completely photographed. Alienware mobile manual. The contents herein are subject to change without notice. Copyright 1996-2006 Alinware Corporation.
Okay, see, I know what that page is. I'm going to flip a few pages.
All rights reserved.
And I'm going to do press select again.
Reproduction of this manual in any anti-shake protection. Please, taking a picture.
It's that
image
simple.
Successfully
I'm totally
captured.
Amazed about that. That is awesome.
Transferring image for recognition. Please wait a moment.
I didn't stop speech or anything. I was reading and I flipped a few pages and pressed select again and held the phone about 8 inches above the page and held it still
image
like it
sent.
Told me to. And pressed select.
No text found.
No text found. That must be the back
please
of the page.
Please try again.
Okay, we will. Try the other side.
Taking a picture. Image successfully captured. Transferring image for recognition. Please wait a moment.
The speech isn't very good. I'd have preferred to have like eloquence or something like that. That would have been
90%
a little bit nicer. Let's hear the free demo.
Sent.
Of a product that apparently isn't fully available yet.
The textized copyright. The camera was skewed 5 degrees counterclockwise. The image is not filled out and could be taken at a closer distance. Chapter 2. System check used when your computer first arrives. Please read all safety and setup instructions before plugging in your new computer. Begin by carefully opening the box and removing all components that were SFUPPED to you.
Okay, and I should be able to up and down arrow through this stuff too.
Before set. Your Alinware system manual is packed with your new notebook
okay.
computer.
I just closed that.
Please take a few minutes to familiarize yourself. This will save you time and answer many of the questions that may arise as you explore your new system.
There we go. I pressed key 2 and that stopped.
Reading stopped.
I think. Yeah, there you go. Reading stopped. Now I'm going to try to take a picture of my netbook screen and see what it says. I have a chat session open right now. So we shall see what it does. Pardon me for the whooshing. Let's see. I tend to want to put it right up against it and get it right in the middle. Then I back it off about 8 inches. Okay, here we go.
And taking a picture. Image successfully captured.
If this works, I'm gonna go
transferring
crazy.
Transferring image for recognition. Please wait a moment. ...70% sent. Image sent. No text found.
Aw, oh, man.
Please try again.
Maybe if I take a picture of the demo page. Okay.
Taking a pic. Image successfully captured. Transferring image for recognition.
That might
please
work.
Wait a moment.
Maybe. That was a web page. There's definitely text on that.
Seventy percent sent. Image sent. The textized cut left and at the top. /en. B086C > FAVERC PE credited. Net installation contacts I conversely P. Brandon Vich B asterisk T backslash Q Christopher Murphy FK Constantine follow at backslash text you B Cola PC op Q Jason Q Kathin U Kevin Jern 3 Kitten Robert US Tet 202 slash on editing phone. Important. When using the Text Scout demo version, please check that the spell check function has been disabled in the text recognition submenu. Otherwise, you might experience poor recognition results. Install them to your mobile asterisk language pack Peter language pack Rachel. The Text Scout manual has not beef start guide to get you started. Lated yet. But we've supplied an inalien reading start.
Not the most elegant, but it does work. That's sort of cool. I think that is really awesome.
Camera lid closed.
Okay, that, I reckon that wraps it up.
Unlocked.
That was sort of a, you know, like a haphazard type of recording there where a bunch of audio mistakes and things like that. And I usually try to make my recordings as good as possible, but I was just more worried about demonstrating the phone and got kind of excited with the Text Scout and stuff like that, so it didn't come out as good as I'd hoped, but I think maybe I will have served some bit of purpose with having done this anyhow. And I can, of course, say thanks for listening if you made it this far. And I'll be back soon with something else, probably. I don't have anything particular in mind, but I don't intend to go away and not come back. So, thanks for listening, and I shall talk to you all later. This is my contact information. If you'd like to email me, you can send an email to valiant8086@lavabit.com. valiant8086@lavabit.com. If you want to visit my website, you can go to http://valiant8086.xiinteractive.net. And it's the same as my email address, .x-site-interactive.net, spelled S-I-G-H-T, not S-I-T-E. If you wish to add me to Skype, my contact for Skype is aarontech.valiant, aarontech.valiant. MSN is a1t2s3_89@hotmail.com. And that is aalpha(1T_Tango)(2S_Sierra)(3)_89@hotmail.com. I don't check email from that address, so please don't send an email to that address. If you wish to subscribe to my mailing list to discuss anything, including any of my podcasts, please send a blank message to aarontech-request@freelist.org. Place the word subscribe in the subject and leave the message body blank. You will receive a reply to which you can reply in order to be subscribed. Once again, this is Aaron Spears, and I'd like to thank you for listening to my podcast. Background music courtesy magnatunes.com.